This is a recording for Bikias, Brachos, Daf, Yud, Aleph, Amid, Aleph. We're starting from the Mishnah on Daf, Yud, Amid, Beis. Beisham Ayomrim says the Mishnah, Bo'erev kolom yatav yikra v'avoker yamod. Person at night should lie down when he reads Kriyat Shema, and in the morning he should stand up. Shenemar uvishach b'cha uvkumecha. So the Torah's lashon is you should read Kriyat Shema when you lie down and when you stand up. So therefore you should follow the instructions of the Torah by doing so. Beis Hillel Omrim, no. Kol adam kari kedarko. Everybody reads normally the way they were, as you were, as they say in the army. Shenemar ulechtcha v'aderech. It says you read the way you're walking down the street. So you should do it when you're sitting at home, you're walking on the street, however you want. So what do we learn from those words? It's at the time that people are lying down, at the time that people are standing up. Fine, that is the machlokas. Now we have a little story from the machlokas. I'm Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon said, I was once walking on the road, and it came time for Kriyat Shema, so I decided to lie down on the side of the road to say Kriyat Shema, in accordance with the opinion of Beis Shammai, v'sikanti ba'atzmi b'nei alistim, and I put myself in danger from bandits. Amru lo, so the rabbi said back to him, kedaya yisalachu ba'atzmacha shavarto de Beis Hillel. You were worthy of what could have happened to you, of giving up, you know, losing your life, because you violated the opinion of Beis Hillel. Not a lot of sympathy for Rabbi Tarfon's plight. They said, you should never have done that in the first place, and you basically deserve what you got. Says the Gemara on Daf Yud Aleph Amid Aleph Bishlam Beis Hillel Kama Farshi Tamai Avetamid Beis Shammai. I understand Beis Hillel who explains themselves. It says in the pasuk you could read it the way you're walking in the street, and they also explain Beis Shammai that it's talking about the zman, not the way you should be physically positioned. Ella Beis Shammai My Time Alo Amriki Beis Hillel. So why doesn't Beis Shammai hold like Beis Hillel? Amri Locha Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai would say back, Imkei Nemakra Nemakra Baboker Vaerev. Could have said it normally. You should say Kriyat Shema in the morning and in the evening. My b'shach b'cha uvkumecha. Why specifically reference when you're lying down and when you're getting up? B'shas shchiva, shchiva mamish. B'shas kima, kima mamish. It's a double implication. You should read it at the time when you lie down, lying down, and when the time when you get up, getting up. So that's why Beis Shammai doesn't learn like Beis Hillel. Ubeis Shammai avulech chavaderech may avad lehu. What does Beis Shammai do with the idea that you can read it v'lech chavaderech? No, so that's easy enough. They use it for the following brisa. So b'shift chaveisecha teaches me that I am not chayev to say Kriyat Shema when I am in the middle of doing a mitzvah, and when lech chavaderech teaches me that when I am a chasan, I'm also a different type of osik mitzvah that we'll describe shortly. I don't have to say Kriyat Shema either. Mikan amru. From here we said hakonis es abesula pater es almana chayev. So he says, when you marry a besula, when it's a first marriage, you are pater from saying Kriyat Shema. The reason being that it's person has a mitzvah to be intimate with his wife on that night, and it's something that's very nerve-wracking for a first marriage. It's not something easy he has to deal with in those days, especially when marriages were arranged. Has to be concerned maybe she is not a besula the way she perhaps claimed to have been, and therefore it's a little scary, and you're really preoccupied with the whole situation. But if you marry an almana, and everybody knows that she's been married before, and perhaps you've also been married before, so you're chayiv to say Kriyat Shema because you're not that concerned. So my mashma, what in the pasuk of b'shivt chaveisecha implies anything to do with osik b'mitzvah pater min ha-mitzvah? It's weird. So Amar Rav Papa answers ki derech, because it says v'lech tchava derech, so it's like the road. Ma derech rishus, I've called rishus. Why are you walking down the street? Who knows why? It's a rishus. You want to walk down the street, go right ahead. So when do you have to say Kriyat Shema? When you're dealing with a rishus, when you're walking down the street, you're cruising the avenue, whatever it is. So I frak the Gemara, maybe that's how you walk down the street. Milo askina de ka'azel advar mitzvah. Could we not be speaking about a guy who's going to do a mitzvah? And nevertheless, the Torah says he should say Kriyat Shema, meaning maybe, why do you translate going down the street as going down the street because you feel like it? Maybe you're going down the street to do a mitzvah, and the Torah still says you have to say Kriyat Shema under those circumstances. So why do we learn Osik B'mitzvah from such a source? So the Gemara answers, Imkein lichtov rachmana b'sheves uveleches. It could have just said b'sheves b'beisecha. Uvelechas baderech, my b'shiftecha uvelechtecha. It makes it personalized, so we understand b'sheves didach uvelechas didach. It's when you are sitting in your house for your purposes, when you're going down the street for your purposes, not for the sake of a mitzvah. I'm sorry, Shev Zidah, Lech Zidah, Hu Demechayeves, that's when you're chayev to do other mitzvos. Ha de mitzvah p'tiris, but if you're on your way to do a mitzvah, you are potter. Ihachi frekti gemar, if that is so, afilu konisis almana nami. So you're also, there's a mitzvah to be intimate with your wife on the first night if she's an almana. So our answer is, like we said before, hai tarid v'hai lo tarid. This guy is concerned, the other guy's not bothered. One guy, a basula is preoccupied, an almana is less preoccupied. Ah, ibishim tirda, afilu tavas v'nasavayam nami. So if it, the whole reason is because you can't focus, you're preoccupied. So then even if your ship is sinking, you know, you're at home safely and your ship is sinking on the seas, you get the news that there's a hurricane sinking your fleet of ships. Well, you know, nowadays it would be like the stock market is crashing. You should be putter from saying Kriyashma because you're so nervous, right? So this is and v'chitei machinami. So if you're going to say, oh, it's taka true that if you're in a difficult situation to focus, you don't have to say Kriyashma. Alama, it's not alma, it's alama. Like why? Amar Rav Abba Bar Zavda Amar Rav. Why does Rav Abba Bar Zavda say in the name of Rav Avil Chayev B'chol Amitzvos Hamuras B'Torah? An Avil who is certainly despondent and preoccupied is chayiv in all the mitzvahs in the Torah, chutz minat tefillin, shari nemar ben pe'er, except for wearing tefillin, because tefillin are referred to as one's crowning glory, shenemar. We have a pasuk in Yechezkel, where Yechezkel was supposed to act out being an avil, and Hashem says to him, pe'er chachavosh alecha, you should still wear your glory on your head. Meaning, so Yechezkel was told, you should still wear your tefillin, mashma that every other avil doesn't wear tefillin. But the point for our purposes is that the Avel is still chayiv to keep the Torah and to do all the mitzvos, but he is certainly preoccupied. He should be no worse than the Chassan is preoccupied with the first night of his marriage. So our answer is, no, it's different. Chassan taritir did the mitzvah, taritir did the rishus. The Chassan is preoccupied because of a mitzvah. This fellow is preoccupied because he's upset about something. It's a rishus. And even the Avil has no mitzvah specifically to be so despondent that he can't focus on Kriyashma. Fine. So now we say, Gemara continues, Beishamai hahu meboi lulu prat lishluchi mitzvah. So Beishamai takes the v'lech t'chavad v'shut chavesech v'lech t'chavad derech to exclude shluchi mitzvah. Beis Hillel says back to that, memela shmamina dafila b'derech nami kari. That we see, memela, we see from the just understanding the basic idea that you have to say Kriyashma when you are going on the road for a dvar v'shus. So memela, you read Kriyashma however you are. Meaning that's the definition of going on a Dvar Rishus, is you're doing whatever you're doing. So that's when you could do it, no matter what you're doing, you can do it for, you know, however you do it. So you don't have to be sitting or standing. Okay, Tana Rabbanan continues the Braisa, Beisel Omrin, Omdin v'Korin, Yoshin v'Korin, Umatin v'Korin, Holchin v'Derech v'Korin. You could read standing, sitting, leaning, going on the road. Right? Osim Alachtan v'Korin, you could do so while you're doing your work. Umaisa Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Shehayu Mesubim v'Makam Echa. They were leaning in a certain place. I mean, they're having a meal over there. V'Hayu Rabbi Shmuel Moten. Rabbi Shmuel was leaning on his side. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Zakov. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was standing straight. Kevin Shehigiyaz Man Kriyashma, Hita Rabbi Elazar v'Zakov Rabbi Shmuel. So what happened over there? So Rabbi Elazar leaned on his side, and Rabbi Shmuel stood up straight. Amalur Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Shmuel, Yishmuel Achi, Yishmuel, my brother, says Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah to him. Em shalacha mashal ma'adar v'dam. I'll give you a mashal. Le'echad sha'omrim lo zikoncha megudol. Someone says, you have a long beard. Amal lehem, yiyeh keneged hamash chisim. Afkach atot. Right, so you're being the same way. Basically, what is he saying? That you have a nice long beard, and he says back, this should be keneged hamash chisim. Right? What on earth does that mean? So Rashi over here explains that Mashal Shelcha Doma LaEchad SheOmrim Lo Zekoncha Noel Megudel. You have a very nice long beard. Who Omer Lahem Hoil VeKilastem Oso Afu Yeh Keneged Amashchisim. Right? So he says, now that you've praised it, I'm going to cut it off. I'm going to Hagadol Azeh Yeh Nasun Latar. Right? We're going to shave off the whole beard and misparayim and cut off with scissors. SheAvi Alecha VaAshchisanu. Meaning saying, you were in a good situation, and now you said, oh, you think I'm in a good situation, I'm going to make it worse. So what's going on? He was telling him, because you stood up straight when you were in a good seated position to say Kriyashma, or vice versa, you're doing the wrong thing. Right, so that's go back to the Gemara. So Afkach, Atok calls Manshani Zakuf Atamota. So when I'm standing up, you're leaning on your side. Achshav Shani Hitisi Atazakafta. I lean on my side. You stood up. So he's saying, you're just being lahachas against me. I say you're doing great, and you say, oh, I'll do the opposite of what you say. So I'm gonna low, ani asisi kidir beisila batasisi kidir beishamai. No, I'm just holding like beisila. You're holding like beishamai. Below od elashema yiru atamida viikvul halacha ledaros. And I want to be very careful, not just to keep the halacha, not like beishamai, but to nobody should get the wrong impression that you're supposed to hold like beishamai, because the students will see us acting and they'll make that the halacha for everything. So my velo od, what does this mean? Velo od, what I said before was not sufficient. Bechitema beisilo nami yisluhu matin. If you'll say the beisilo holds, you could also lean on your side. Hani mili demata, right? Va'asa me'ikara. That's if you were already leaning originally. Abel hacha, but here, came into ara hashta, havez zakuf, v'hashta mote. Since up until this point, you were standing and now you're going to lean on your side. Amri shmamina ke beishamai sviriluhu. You say, you see, they hold like beishamai, that you have to lie down. Shema Yerotamina Vikbul Halach Ledoros, and then they're going to pask him that way forever, and it's going to be a mistake. Tani Rabbi Cheskel, Osa Kidir Beishamai, Osa Kidir Beishilo, Osa. Rabbi Cheskel learns that you could go either way, like Beishamai or like Beishilo. Rabbi Yosef, Amar Osa Kidir Beishamai, Lo Osa Velo Klum. No, if you pass on Beishamai, you didn't do anything. But now we have a Bryce, a Mishnah. Mi Shahaya, Rosh Amru Besuk, Vashokhan Besuk, Habayas, Beishamai, Posel, Beishilo, Machshirin. Somebody set up his sukkah in such a way that he himself is in the sukkah, but the table upon which he's eating is inside the house. Beishamai says it's Posel, and Beishilo says it's still good. There was a story when they went to visit a certain Rabbi Yochanan ben Hachuranis, and they saw that he was in that exact position where he was sitting inside the sukkah, but his table was outside the sukkah. And now neither the students of Beishamai or Beisil said anything to him. They didn't protest. Amr lahem, Misham Raya, you're going to bring me a Raya from that? You got the story wrong. Afim Amr lo, and Kenu Yisanoag, well, Kiyantim, it's a sukkah, miyamecha. They said to him, if this is how you act, I mean, if this is the way you conduct yourself in your sukkah, with your table outside the sukkah, you never fulfilled the mitzvah sukkah in your life. Right? Meaning, this is not a way that you can fulfill the mitzvah. So what do you see? So Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar, also Gedir Veishamai Chayev Misa. Not just that you're not Yotzei the way we just outlined in the story, but you're even Chayev Misa for following Veishamai Detna, because we're in our Mishnah. Amar Bitarfanei Yisei Boba Derech Litisi Likros Gedir Veishamai, and I lean down to do like Veishamai V'sikanti Ba'asmi Menei Alistin. And I put myself in grave danger because of the bandits. I'm low. Kedaya Yisei Lachu Ba'atzmecha Shevart Al Devar Beisilo. So what did they say back? You deserve what you got, meaning you could have been killed and you would have deserved it. So you're Chayev Misa Bifalashitas Beis Shammai, not like Beis Hillel. All right, we'll leave it over here. We will pick up with the Mishnah next time.